Before we begin this episode, we would first of all like to thank all of our listeners for their endless support. We would also like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.preptgrind.com, where you can gain access to all of our Pre-PT Grind platforms, as well as your own Pre-PT Grind ebook, free ebook, titled The Top 10 Tips to Get into PT School. Our purpose with current and future content is to provide you with everything you need to be a stellar DPT school candidate. We look forward to serving you more and more. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
What's up, guys? This is Casey and Joseph here with another episode of the Pre-PT Grinds podcast. This is where we help you decide, prepare, and transform into becoming not just the best DPT student, but the best future physical therapist you can be as well. For this episode, we are once again here at SSPT Live 2018, Clearwater Beach, Florida, and our guest on this episode is Dr. Kaylee Zimmerman.
Yeah.
So I found out about her. Basically, Joseph just messaged me a couple weeks ago. He was like, well, she's on the list now for our podcast at SSPT Live. So I haven't heard her story yet. I'm excited to hear all about it. So let's do it.
No, Kaylee, yeah. Kaylee also lives in Florida. So minutes away from where I currently live and work. And so we've had the opportunity to just kind of see each other in the clinic as well. But also, just all three of us really being part of the Smart Success PT family, you get connected either way, regardless of how close or far you are. So looking forward to hearing her story, how she got to where she is 1.5 years into the profession. But Kaylee, before we begin, whatever you'd like to say about yourself, you can. But also just give us a little bit of an insight into why you chose physical therapy. What was the initiator for you as you got into this profession?
Well, kind of like all of us, I think that I had a backstory as far as an injury. I was a ballet dancer for a long time, so I had a lot of ankle sprains, a lot of weird things going on with hips and spines. I went to a physical therapist and kind of got interested. But what really drew me to the profession was the fact that the physical therapy field is not prescribing opioids. They're not prescribing medications. They're not prescribing you to be homebound to not do anything. They're prescribing you what's going to actually work. We're optimizing the movement for patients so that you can stay and move and do what you want to do forever or as long as you can without the medications and without the downplays of all of that. So that's really what drew me to that as far as physical therapy.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. So now you understood that you wanted it.
Yep.
Because for a lot of pre-PTs, that's the biggest bit of just kind of figuring out whether they want it or not and how badly they wanted it. So now for you, like, what was that process like? Transitioning into now being a full-on pre-PT, getting ready to apply. What were the things that were maybe good, frustrating even, as you got through leading up to your acceptance?
Yeah, so I was always a good student. I always kept my GPA really high. I had a terrible time with standardized testing, though. So the GRE did not come easy to me. I took it 3 times. I got the same score twice. And actually got a lower score on my 3rd time through. So, of course, that was limiting me a little bit from getting into PT school because they all looked at that. When I was searching for PT schools, I didn't look at the quality of them as much as I wish I would have, honestly, because I was looking, okay, well, they require this for the GRE, they require this for the GPA, they require this many observation hours. Instead of looking at, okay, well, this one wants interviews, this one doesn't care as much about GREs, this one cares more so about this. Because honestly, like, working hard and getting that GPA, I think, helped me get in, but I wasn't accepted the first 2 times I tried. So I went through 1.5 years before I got into PT school. So I graduated undergrad and applied that first time to 6 different schools, got denied all of them. And this is somebody I had 3.86 GPA. I don't even remember what I made on the GRE because they changed the scoring system. And I had like thousands of observation hours and I still got denied all of those. So at that point when I got rejected all 6 schools, of course, that puts a lot of like negative feeling, pessimism in your mindset. And you get to that point and you're like, wow, can I really do this? I was working as a technician at that time. I kept working and I was like, okay, I'm going to try the GRE again. That's when I took it the 2nd time, got the same score. I was like, wow, here we go. I'm really not supposed to do this. I was like, okay, so let me keep doing it. I retook a couple classes. GPA got to a 3.9. I was like, all right, maybe that'll help. Didn't. Still got rejected second time through. I only applied to 3 schools the second time through. I got on a rollover at the school that I ended up getting accepted in. I did not get accepted by my first application, in other words. I actually got accepted into physical therapy school through a rollover waiting list. So it took me a year and a half after undergrad to get to school. But the most important thing about that process was I fell into being rejected that first time. I was like, I can't do this. I'm not going to make a good PT. I'm never going to be a doctor. Nobody's going to want to see me if they know that I had this much of a struggle getting into school. But when you actually sit back and look at it, you know, the GRE and the GPA and all of that, it's very important to get into the program, but it doesn't matter when you get there. So my communication skills, my relationship skills, my ability to talk to people and to patients was like on point. Mm. So finally I got that interview, and I think that that's what called it, because it just, I practiced more so my people skills. I stopped worrying so much about, you know, because like I said, I had 3.9 GPA. Can't get better than that, really, you sure. know, but it's just like, it didn't help me. So I focused on the wrong things, in my opinion. I was focusing on the numbers instead of the ability to be able to, you know, like, care about what I'm doing, and I wasn't taking enough time to reflect on, like, well, what can I do to make myself better? What can I do to elevate myself? What can I do to leverage myself to get back into PT school? Why is this not working? Because I was like, oh, it's the GRE. Oh, it's the GPA. I don't think that was it. I don't think my mind was right.
All right, so that's the end of the podcast. So listen, this time next, what? That was brilliantly stated. Yeah. Brilliantly stated. Mm-hmm.
I think we just received a message like that.
I don't know if it was me personally or just our business page, but it's kind of similar situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe 3.7, 3.8. He was like, "Oh, I'm waitlisted. I just don't know what happened." Mm-hmm. So. In that process, in just looking at the stats or focusing on the numbers, did you talk to the schools? Did you just kind of figure it out on your own what the problem was there, that situation?
I tried to, but I unfortunately, like I said, I wasn't working on myself enough. So as far as personal development goes, I had no idea that this was mostly caused by me having like my own blockage, if that makes sense. So I reached out to some of the schools, but it wasn't in the professional manner that I should have, if that makes sense. So it was more so like, why was I rejected? Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, you know, hey, I noted this, 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 and this, and then sending like a productive email or trying to get on a call. Now I would, if I could go back, I would just call them. Or show up, you know, if I had the ability to do so and just be like, you know, that's okay. Like, I understand I got rejected, but I need to know what to do to make myself better. Because it's not the end of the world. I'm still here. I'm still a doctor of physical therapy. So it's really just a big mindset. But yeah, I did. I sent all the emails. I honestly only got one response. And it was like, I don't know. It doesn't go through me. So.
And this was before the interview. You haven't gotten the interview at all.
I didn't get an interview on my first try at all through 6. Oh. And you know my communication skills.
Brilliant.
I like to talk to people.
She can talk all day.
Yeah, so that was really frustrating for me because nobody was trying to give me the chance, I guess. And then I sulked about it. I sulked about it and I wasn't able to get to that point. So I went through a year. You can ask my now husband at some point. You know, I was miserable. I was still working, but I was like, maybe I hate PT. Wow. Maybe I'm not good at it. And then I tried again, and the same kind of thing happened, and I was waitlisted, and I was like, all right. So I have friends that have 3.2s, and they're getting into school. And instead of doing what I should have done and been like, how did you get in? What did you do? What are you doing differently? I just sulked about it. So, and I regret that. Wow. I should have learned from it, but.
So now, like, this is brilliant. I'm so happy we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm so happy we're having this conversation. Because we get so caught up in the numbers a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And especially when those numbers look real good, it stops making sense.
Yep.
So I'm really, really happy we're talking about this. So talk to some pre-PTs right now that are listening. Talk to some pre-PTs right now that are listening that are saying, I'm in the same boat right now. I got pretty high GPA. My numbers look pretty good. According to what my advisor has said, I've done it, and I'm on the wait list, or I got rejected, and I'm pretty much where you're at, right? Where you were at least, and I'm figuring out like is it just a thing where I just get lucky after just doing it a few times? Mm-hmm. Do I just get lucky? Is this just a thing where I just kind of have to shoot in the dark, or what? Like, is there something tangible that I can do right now? And I know you. yours was a learning experience. Mm-hmm. What are some tangible things that a pre-PT who has, well, this is a different group we're talking to today, like to the pre-PTs who have a good GPA.
Yeah.
To the pre-PTs that have good numbers. To the pre-PTs that look good on paper that are still applying and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them today?
Well, I've been there, so you're not alone. And so my first recommendation is to find a community, whether it be reaching out to you guys and being like, hey, this is the situation I'm in. I need somebody to build me up. Reaching out to Smart Success Physical Therapies, reaching out to me, whatever it is. You know, like, you need to find a community of people that are in, they were in your boat. I shouldn't say in the same boat. If you're in a group of people that are in the same situation and not getting anywhere, you may not be able to build on that. If you're in a group of people that have been in that situation, but we have overcome that, that's the group you want to be in, because they're the ones that are going to be able to give you those tactics and to give you those cues and to give you those people to reach out to or those things that you need to try. The second thing I would say is personal development is huge. Numbers are great. You already did that part. Don't worry about that anymore. Focus on yourself. Focus on your mindset. If you've got a positive mindset, it'll happen. I don't know that it has anything to do with luck, but as soon as I started to do personal development, I started to focus on myself. Literally a week after, I was like, all right, it'll happen when it's supposed to. That's when I got accepted. So it's just like, it depends all on where your mindset is, what you actually know. Because I saw myself as a physical therapist in the future. I was like, I know I'm going to get there. I don't know when. It's not my time right now. So I need to focus on something else. Got myself into the personal development books. Got myself into focusing on communication skills is another big thing, you know. Asking the right questions. Figuring out who's been there. Figuring out what I need to do to make myself better. Because it really doesn't, if you've already done all the grades and things like that, there's nothing else you can do right there. So you've got to figure out on what yourself, figure out what you can do to build yourself.
Pre-PTs that are listening right now,
mm-hmm.
She's talking about some fire that y'all just need to soak up. I don't care if you have bad GPA or good GPA. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to listen to this. Because right now, just knowing Kaylee, just from our conversations even now as professionals, she still does this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for right now, the milestone being get into PT school. That being the present one for you. For us as physical therapists, it's just a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for different things in our profession to make sure that we're constantly growing. And that's a passion that I know you have right now. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, these are things that, it's a lifestyle. These are traits. These are tools that you guys need to embrace now.
Mm-hmm.
Amidst the frustration, I know it sucks right now, but amidst that, you have to embrace that now, because that's what's actually going to help you propel yourself even when the times are good.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is not a get me out of a crappy situation card. This is how I should live my life regardless of whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm accepted or not accepted, right? And so now as you transition into your career, talk to us about how that played a role in PT school, in just as a professional getting your job and all, like, just all those different steps leading up to you getting into SSPT. Like, how did that experience actually play a role into where you are now?
But before that, I know, I can feel it. I know some pre-PTs out there are listening and they're like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Self-development, personal development.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? True. Like, did you figure out, like, how that came across in the application? They might be thinking, like, okay, I work on myself, but how are they going to see that? Did it come across in your essay, in your letters of recommendation, and how you reach?
I think, personally, that the essay is a big deal to PT schools. I hope it is now, but if you write from your heart, that's going to be a big deal. For me, personally, but I also think for anybody accepting people into the program that read the essays, if you're writing about, like, oh, I've done this many hours, I'm in this, and I've done that, and then...
Pretty much telling them what they already see.
Yeah,
in your,
they already see that. They already see that on your resume. Be you. Focus on the things, like I said, focus on yourself. Like, tell them, you know, I really like to be involved with these communities. I really like to learn how to communicate with different people. I have relationships in these groups, you know, things like that. Tell them that you're a vibrant person. As far as personal development goes and how I got into it, my husband took a class from Zig Ziglar. I don't know if you guys know who that is. He's phenomenal. If you don't, look into it. But he came home one day. He used to work in the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he comes home with this notebook. And all it said was strengths and weaknesses. It was just a blank page. And he was like, fill this out. And I was like, okay, so why? And I couldn't fill it out. I couldn't do it. I was like, I don't know what my strengths are. I don't know what my weaknesses are. So from that day on, I spent 30 minutes every single day trying to write something on that paper. It took me 12 days before I actually broke. And I was like, all right, so I know I suck at this. I know I'm terrible at that. And then I was like, and then it just kept going. And then to my surprise, all the weaknesses I had a strength for, though. And then I was able to look at that. I still have it. I actually have it framed in my house because it reminds me of where I come from. And that's very important. It's just important for your career today, you know, because I keep building on it, and that's kind of what I love to do. But it's just, it's huge to start there.
I'd love to see it. I know PPE's won't, but for me, in case
absolutely. I'd love to see it. Wow. Still have it. I have them all. I rewrite them all the time. But yeah, starting there, finding books, if that's what I know in school or even before school, if you haven't applied to school, you need to start reading books now because you don't have time to do it in school. So find the books to read. You know, one of my favorites is Jen Shapiro, You Are a Badass. It's my favorite book.
It's a good book.
It's got some fire in it.
Green,
so
yellow.
Yeah, the yellow one's my favorite. Gotcha. It helps with mindset. But yeah, getting your mindset right, start with your strengths and weaknesses and make sure that you focus on it for what you're trying to achieve. So if you're trying to get into PT school, focus on strengths and weaknesses pertaining to trying to get into PT school. Is your weakness your GPA? Most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, your strengths are already the numbers. And then you're going to find, oh, shoot, I have 7 strengths, no weaknesses. That's not a good place to be. You want to be able to write down your weaknesses, accept that, and then change them. You can make those weaknesses a strength. And then when you have that whole list again, you're going to find different weaknesses that aren't even pertainable to it. And then you're just, like, set. You're gold. And once you get to that point, your mindset is no longer like, if I get into PT school, if I get accepted into PT school, it's when. It's no longer like if it happens. It's going to be when it happens. This is what I'm going to do, and this is how I got there. And then it's going to be just this huge overcoming thing. It's just a cool feeling.
Sorry, I had to take that detour. But
no, you're good. I haven't actually had the chance or the opportunity to talk about this yet, so this is cool.
This is amazing.
I haven't told my story
this
about it, so.
Absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah. Woo! Okay, we're going to get some pre-pities like hitting this up after this one. Oh my gosh.
And another thing is also, I do still struggle with this, by the way. You don't get into the positive mindset and stay that way. You still have ups and downs. PT school's hard. Like, man, you work really hard for something and you're still making a C on it, or you work really hard for this and you're not passing the practical, things like that. Like, they still happen. But being able to get myself into the mindset before PT school, I appreciated that entire curriculum so much more than my colleagues, because they were just there to get the degree. I was there because I struggled to get there. So that was huge for me.
You appreciate what you struggled
for.
Yeah,
you do.
And even with the personal development, it's... So most people have a cell phone, at least 99% of those listening right now. You're listening on some kind of a device, so I know you know how technology works. So, but whether it's a laptop, phone, or whatever, each of them can usually be sustained, or they're self-sustained for a while because they have a battery. And you can fully charge that battery. The more full it is, the longer it lasts without it. But at some point, that battery dies. And you just mentioned a point of how the whole maintaining that positive mindset is not 100% all the time. Like, it's not 100% all the time in terms of like maintaining that. But it's because you have to recharge that battery every single time. So the very thing you just talked about in the personal development is a big part of that recharge.
Oh yeah,
it's a very big part of it. And so hearing that now and having that become a part of what you do, what you did as a physical therapy student, struggling through it, and also as a physical therapist now, like that's ginormous. So now talk to us about that transition. Now you're a professional, you're a part of a bigger group, Smart Success PT. Tell us about how that foundation, that struggle, understanding how personal development was key for you, how that played a role into now where you are currently today here in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah. I had no idea that personal development would be anything that I would want to expose to anybody until I started in the clinic. And I was like, wow, I don't have any patient right now who does stress management. No patient right now does meditation. Nobody reads any books anymore. Nobody talks to me about self-development. I reflect every day. Like, after I see my patients, I reflect on it. like things I could have done better, things that I can change,
brilliant.
What I can do, you know, yeah. even things that I did bad so that I can change that.
Yeah.
I think that's what it takes to be a good clinician. And it's just, it's important for you to know, you know, it doesn't come easy. It's something that you have to work at. But if you put the time in every single day, it becomes a habit. So forming habits is really the key. So if you have bad habits, you're going to continue to have those. Mm. So every morning, 5 a.m., I get up, I do reflections, I get ready for my day, I focus on what's going to happen. There I am. That's why I'm always happy.
Such a boss.
Yeah. So it's just, but yeah, it is a struggle some days. You always have days where things go wrong or you see patients that aren't getting better. People are getting worse, you know, don't get accepted again in another instance. You know, it's just... Another thing that I found is having that community, reaching out to people in Smart Success PT or even just knowing friends that are going through the same thing or have been through the same thing or asking me, like, hey, how do I get through this? I don't know what you did, but you seem different. So it's like, oh, well, you know, I handle it by doing this. And don't get me wrong, I still go home crying sometimes because it's like I didn't help that one person. But it's so easy now to just pick up the phone and be like, yo, Joseph, this is what happened today, or, you know, text Matt and hey, you know, this is what's going on today. I don't know how to overcome it. As soon as they talk me through it, I'm fine. That's part of my personal development now. I never used to do that, but that's been a huge do-over. So don't try to do it by yourself, regardless of what part of life you are in.
Important.
You need some kind of community. And I already mentioned on that before, when you're trying to get accepted, you need to be around people that know what you're going through. I never had that. So now I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've started to be able to be more comfortable exposing myself. I had no idea I had any gifts with anything.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't really know what they are, but people just keep telling me to do stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. You know, do a live on this. Okay. So just going through that. And it's been really cool to see people that reach out to me. So, yeah.
You have an amazing story.
Thank you.
You really do. You really, really do. If you were to go back to the younger version of you,
mm-hmm.
before all of this, before the personal development, when you were still freaking out, when your GPA was high, but you were still not getting into PT school, because that's something that we always miss,
mm-hmm.
when the numbers look good, but you weren't getting, like, what would you say to the younger version of yourself now, after having gone through it, after having gotten to where you are now with the mindset that you do now, what is one thing, if that young Kaylee was sitting right there in a chair,
mm-hmm.
what would you say to her?
Well, I'd first say you're doing it all wrong. You're focusing on the wrong things. Reflect on it. What have you done? What can you change? What can you do better? Instead of doing what we all so often do and being like, well, we failed at this. This is terrible. Let's sulk on it. So then you waste time. So I would say stop wasting time. Sit down. Focus on what's actually needing to be improved. Find what the weakness is on why you're not getting into school and focus on that. One thing at a time there. So that's what I would say.
Now I see why you put her on the list.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, my big takeaway from this is, like, it sounds like you're basically saying they're accepting you and not that piece of paper. Or they're accepting you and not those,
yeah.
those numbers.
It's like, huge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo.
Because we tell our students and our followers there's people on the other side
yes.
of that computer, that email, that phone call. But at the same time, they're seeing you across the screen, an email, a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be more than yeah. those numbers and that piece of paper.
You
so
can't just worry about the numbers,
Can I say something real quick? I know that Casey has one last question for you, by the way. But this so I've had I've had students ask me, Joseph, can you guarantee that I will get into physical therapy school this fall? I've had them ask me that. And this is an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Or look at my numbers. What can you tell me? Like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
because the biggest thing about this thing, and this is why Casey and I will always say, like, do you really want to be a
mm-hmm.
top long physical therapist? Is because it's a resiliency game.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Most I've seen pre-PTs with good GPAs pull the plug because they're like, what the heck? I had a 3.8 GPA like you did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get in. Can't do anything different. I'll
mm-hmm.
try something else. They aim low and hit.
Has to be your passion. Yeah.
And they're not satisfied with what they hit. They aim low and hit.
Mm-hmm.
So big part of this, y'all listen to this podcast, learn how to be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode probably 50-something, I don't know, episodes there are. These are different stories that y'all have access to
yep.
of people that are either going through it or have gone through.